You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, the sport of boxing, are you a big fan?
I've seen like an official boxing event, like up close.
Oh, really?
Really, it's an odd occasion, if I'm honest.
Mm.
Especially, you don't understand the speed until you kind of, they're like on TV, it's like, you know,
yeah.
You know, this is just
I could do that.
Yeah, it's just two people punching each other. But then you look, when you see boxing like up close, it's a little bit, oh wait, there's a little bit more to it here.
Mm.
Especially there's like different techniques and stuff, like how people approach from one side to the other and what have you. But yeah. Interesting.
I must admit, it's not personally my cup of tea when it comes to sport.
No, no, no.
However,
The sound as well, it's worth mentioning. When you're there live, like you can hear in movies, when Matt Damon hits someone or when Arnold Schwarzenegger hits someone, there's like a poof, or like a pow, like a poof. In real life boxing, you hear the wind like of their like their limbs and fists move, so it's like poof. It's like, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, Simo, there was a big boxing bout, I think they're called, that happened in Townsville the other day. It was Tim Zhu up against Jeff Horn.
Yeah.
They were both Australian boxers.
I've butchered Tim Zhu. What's Tim Zhu?
Tim Zhu.
I've butchered that name before.
Yeah. His Costa Zhu is another famous boxer. He's, Tim is Costa's son. One of my favourite things I do love about the boxing is the ring announcer.
Mm.
You know, the ones in the red corner. We've got this guy.
Let's get ready to rumble.
James O'Shea was the man who was in charge of being the ring announcer for this particular fight.
Mm.
And he kind of got his names wrong. Now, we've got the audio over here. Just before we play it, Simo.
Yeah.
Tim Zhu
is spelt.
No. Okay, admittedly, it's not spelt like Z-W-O, but Tim Zhu is the boxer. So it's Tim Zhu.
Yeah.
Jeff Horn. Tim Zhu. Jeff Horn. This is what he said.
It's Tim Horn against Jeff Horn. Who will be crowned?
Oh, no.
So he didn't even muck up Zhu. He said Tim Horn up against Jeff Horn.
That sucks.
I know.
He's kind of, I've seen what he's done there.
It's Tim Horn against Jeff Horn. Who will be crowned the king of Australian boxing?
He kind of stumbles as well a little bit after. I think he's realised what he's done and just tries to play it out, but it doesn't really work.
Yeah, I'd just backtrack. I'd just start again. Yeah. We go from the top.
Everyone leave and then come back in. We'll go again.
One more time.
But Simo, if ever there's someone's name you don't want to get wrong,
it's
a boxer.
Definitely.
Because of what you said at the start, that the speed that they can punch and like when you do get punched, you hear the wind and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
you don't want to upset a professional boxer. Admittedly, a professional cage fighter may be a tad worse, but out of all the people to get their name wrong, a professional boxer is certainly not one of them.
Yeah, they're basically Marvel heroes, really, just without the capes.
Yeah.
But sometimes they wear capes into the ring, don't they? Or those dressing gowns.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Also, who else could you get to be a ringmaster? Like, be great if it was David Attenborough or or Schwarzenegger.
Like, Phil David Attenborough.
Here we see a couple of boxers about to, reenact the antelope of the African grasslands behave in much this way.
I think the whole point of a ring announcer is trying to get the crowd pumped up and ready to go. No offense to David Attenborough.
What are you saying? Are you saying that
there's a bit of a different energy level to when you're watching a David Attenborough doco to when you're at a big sporting event?
Here we see left-hander Jeff Horn approach the prey.
Well, Jeff Horn ended up losing, so it should be the other way around.
I did not see this coming.
Simo and Jordan.
Actually angry about something.
Okay.
Very, I don't know why something happened to me, Jordan. I just got angry when I saw this during the week.
Okay, yeah, well, let's unload some steam.
Let loose. Okay, so a woman who scored a lottery jackpot worth $750,000.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Right. Yes, I agree with that.
Already, I'm a little bit angry that she's won and I haven't.
Okay, well, that's I think that's called jealousy.
I'm a very jealous human.
Yeah.
So, she has also told officials that the winning numbers, and I quote, came to her in a dream.
And she was at Hogwarts, apparently.
She's a witch.
She's a witch! Burn her!
So, to me, isn't that cheating? Like, if you saw them ahead of time...
Yeah, but in a dream, though, so it's like...
What?
It's not, like, real.
Well, no, but, like, she saw them ahead of time, Jordan. What are you saying?
Yeah, but they weren't official.
Are you saying it's coincidence that...
Well, if she actually saw them in real life and, like, the day before saw the numbers 7, 2 and 46 and then kind of had a dream about seeing those numbers again...
Yeah.
I would then agree with you.
Mm.
But if she just randomly came to her in a dream...
Right.
So be it. That's not cheating.
So are you suggesting that, like, her premonition wasn't true?
Yes. Well, I mean... Yes, but then it is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, either that or she's angling now to work as a psychic after winning the lottery.
Well, she probably doesn't have to work considering she's won that much money.
Yeah, but I was like, that's my thoughts exactly. I was like, look, woman, you've just won $750,000. Stop angling for your next gig as a psychic.
Oh, so you're thinking, Yeah, you seem to be angry about a couple of things. Are you angry because she apparently dreamt the winning numbers and you can't? Yeah. Or the fact that while she's having her time in the spotlight, she's like putting out feeders to try and stay?
Yeah.
If the attention's on me, this is a good opportunity to kind of chuck out some resumes.
Yeah, I find it all very upsetting. Deborah Rose, 64 years of age.
Simo about to...
Yep.
Take action on a 64-year-old woman who won the lottery.
She selected her own set of lucky numbers that she'd been playing ever since the digits came to her in a dream.
Also, this wasn't like she dreamt it the night before, thought, okay, those numbers will be good, I'll put money on it, and then the next day won the lottery. She dreamt about these like maybe months ago.
Who knows? There isn't a time...
And has put...
There isn't a time window involved.
Maybe she dreamt about them... Well, she's 64 now. Maybe she dreamt about them when she was 12 and has been playing the lottery... Admittedly, probably not until she was 18, but has been playing the lottery for a long time, wasting lots and lots of money, and then eventually it's come true.
Yeah, it's the long con, isn't it? It's the long game to try and get that psychic career happening.
Simo, you know what you need to do?
What?
Dream a bit harder.
dream harder.
Instead of dreaming about playing soccer or whatever you dream about the lottery, and you too could be... quite a bit richer.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And now, Simo, you all know this, that I like to put a little bit of gel in my hair of a morning before leave the house to face the day.
Thicken it up and make it a little bit... well, I've never felt it. Can I...
Do you want to... Do you really want to feel...
Yeah, just give us...
Is this COVID safe, you feeling my hair?
All right, will you stay over there in your bubble, would you?
No, okay, fine. Okay. It feels like gelled hair, if you've ever felt that before.
I haven't used gel in a long time.
Yeah, well, Simo, I wanted to bring this up because, admittedly, I can put rather a lot of hair gel in, and people around the office that we work with, you included.
Did someone say something to you?
Maybe Rachel G from Admin or M's a Stationary Queen who work with us can make comment on it. And sometimes, it's hurtful what they say.
What did they say?
Well, Simo, they haven't said anything in the previous couple of days.
Okay.
But
if
they're saying that thing to all this stuff to me and I've only got a little bit of hair gel in.
Yeah, what are they saying to everyone else?
I want to know what they say if a guy called Joseph Grismore walked through the office.
Oh, okay.
He has broken the Guinness World Record for having the highest mohawk.
Actually, here's a bit of him here. He's absolutely stoked about this as well.
Oh, I feel like a champion to hold the Guinness World Record title for the tallest full mohawk.
He's loving it.
I can tell you, Simo, that the mohawk sits at its 42.5 inches high.
Yeah.
That's 3.5 foot. So if he's 6 foot with the mohawk, he would be 9.5 feet.
The way I kind of do it in my head is it comes into about 100 centimetres, which is like just over 3 of the rulers that used to fit inside your pencil case at school.
It's 3 rulers and one that's been snapped.
On top of one another, yeah.
This guy, he originally tried to break the Guinness World Record for the tallest mohawk back in 2007, but fell short because his hair wasn't quite tall enough.
Just didn't quite get there.
However, now 13 years later, he gave it another crack and, broke the Guinness World Record. He doesn't wear his hair in a mohawk normally. Yeah. It's kind of like down, but it is still quite long. But stylists took like an hour, and like they had to find a special can of glue blasting hairspray in order to make the hair remain vertical.
Yeah, they straightened it as well. It went for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's You know how people always say, like, guys just roll out of bed and go to work without doing anything with their appearance? There's one guy that's doing enough for the rest of us. We don't need to worry.
Yeah.
He's like, he's getting real set up.
Also, I fear to be this guy's chiropractor, because if you've got an extra 3.5 foot of hair on top of your head, you're going to have to be, like, ducking a lot to get through doors.
Walking around the...
walking around, like stooped. Like, oh, like, okay, here at the office where we work at, there's like two doors. There's like a door you open that gets to an entry, and then straight away there's another door to come into the building. Imagine that guy trying to open two doors and move his neck through kind of sideways.
Would you associate...
Only to get laughed at by Rachel G from Admin because he's got too much hair gel in.
Would you associate his look with being sexy?
No.
No, you wouldn't?
Why would you consider...
Well, his girlfriend...
Joseph Gizmore sexy?
His girlfriend loves it.
I love his hair long. I love his hair up in a full Mohican mohawk. Very sexy.
Okay, we don't know what her haircut's like, but she's probably got a mohawk as well.
She helps him put it together. Oh, they're perfect for each other.
I know. Yeah. I'm glad that they found true love.
Can we just talk about it as well, about how stoked he's like, is about the fact he has this record? He's like, yeah, I feel like a champion.
Go on, do you want to play that one again?
Oh, I feel like a champion.
It's so good.
Well, I mean, he's got the Guinness World Record plaque, so I guess he is a champion.
Simo and Jordan.
And would you purchase a house that has been rumoured to be haunted?
Depending on how discounted it was.
Okay, right, how cheap it was.
Yeah.
So it's not a flat no?
Not a flat no. Well, I mean... What level of haunting are we at? Are, like, the walls bleeding, or...
Wait, is there a scale in your mind?
Well, I mean, just weird noises in the night. Eh, that's fine. I'm probably asleep for it anyway. Okay, I can live with that. You know, like, the walls bleeding and stuff and furniture moving around. You know, you wake up in the morning and your couch is on the ceiling. You know, that's worse.
Yeah, but make some cool Instagram stories.
That is a very good point.
Wake up in the morning just taking some footage of your couch being on the roof.
Yeah, my Instagram followers will go through the roof, which is ironically where the couch is trying to go.
So if you said no, you've clearly thought about it a little bit previously because you've scaled levels of haunting.
I almost bought one.
So 60% of people said that they would not buy a home if they thought it was haunted.
Okay.
This is according to a new study. To help owners of haunted homes cleanse their property, you can now hire a home exorcist to get rid of bad vibes, ghosts and demons.
Okay.
In order for A, if you've just moved into a house that you've bought that was haunted, or B, you want to get your home ready to sell.
Right. Okay. What does this home exorcist do?
I don't know.
And that is a question I really want to know the answer to.
So the study found that selling properties where ghosts are involved, right? 55% of 5,000 people surveyed admitted to believing in ghosts or spirits. 36% reported paranormal experiences in their homes. 61% would not buy a home if they thought it was haunted. And a home rumored to be haunted will stay on the market 133 days longer than the average home.
Maybe don't, like, put it in the title of the house. You know how if you browse through, like, realestate.com or websites like that, it'll say the...
Four bedrooms.
Yeah, like, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms at haunted. Number 32 Smith Street or whatever
That's right. Yeah.
Maybe just don't put haunted in capital letters at the top. Maybe just somewhere in the fine print right down the bottom that you're probably not going to read. You know, P.S. the house is haunted. What? No, nothing. Sorry. Just, it's got a swimming pool.
Because they always have that in a separate table as well. It's like, oh, it's got an ensuite. It's got a walk-in bath, like, what are they called? Bathrobe? Is that
walk-in,
a thing?
Walk-in shower?
That's the one, yeah. Walk-in bathrobe, whatever it is. And, you know, 3 bathrooms, 4 bedrooms, 2 living spaces and an office. Oh, they've got ghosts here as well.
It's got 4 bedrooms, but 2 of them are currently occupied.
2 of them are
by ghosts.
You'll have to negotiate.
And the
that.
Home office rains blood.
Oh, dear.
So just little things you should know before you move in, but it's a lovely neighbourhood.
I'm thinking about picking up a gig as a home exorcist. I reckon
How do they banish ghosts? Do they just walk in there and say, go?
I don't know.
Be gone.
I think there's...
Leave.
Hopefully there's not too much study I have to do. I assume an online course that goes for a couple of hours and I'll be ready.
I assume an online course that you pay a certain amount of money, they'll send you back a certificate saying you've done the course and that is it.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I saw this news story I want to let you know about. Mm. It does start off and, like, the middle bit of it sounds like it's going to end badly, but it has a happy ending. I just want to preface that.
I'm all about the happy endings, Jordan. What are you bringing to us? What?
Pretty sure, you know. Too much information.
Hey. Continue.
Anyway, Simo, I want to take you to Germany, where police in Cologne, which is a town in Germany, were called to a house where they was where neighbors heard gunfire and shooting.
Okay.
So the police in Cologne have rocked up to this house. They're thinking, oh, Jesus, shots have been fired. We have to say this very seriously. It was the middle of the night as well.
Cologne, Germany.
Yes.
Wow. All right, yeah.
As opposed to, what, Cologne, well, as New South Wales.
If it was Cologne, USA, I'd be like, ah, hell, what's going on here? But Germany, they're pretty onto this kind of stuff.
Is there a Cologne in
No, I'm saying if there
USA,
is.
No.
If there is, it's probably in Florida, which means that there's alligators involved in this story as well.
But no, Simo, no, I can confirm no alligators were involved in this story.
Yep.
So, Simo, so police have kind of rocked up to this house. Obviously, they're taking this situation very seriously because they think there may be someone firing a gun inside the house. Very dangerous. They even brought, like, a special team to kind of break down the door and, like, locksmiths and all that sort of stuff.
Like German SWAT?
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
It's just like SWAT, but more efficient.
Yeah, because, like, residents are hearing gunshots, so they've got to take this very seriously.
As you should, yeah.
They rocked up to the house. Pretty sure rocked up isn't the official term, but they got to the house.
Was it a kid playing COD?
No, but you're not far off.
Yeah, it was computer games or something, wasn't it?
It wasn't computer games.
Movie?
You're getting warmer.
Okay, right.
You're getting very warm. You may be dead on. They rocked up to the house. They broke down the door. They burst in, and they found a 34-year-old man watching a loud action movie.
It's so good. It's like, what is it? Home Alone. Old mate, keep the change, you filthy animal. How he tricks the thieves into thinking he's got a gun. Same diff. Was it Home Alone that he was watching?
It's been a while since I've seen Home Alone, but I don't remember there being lots of gunfire shots.
Yeah, there's the part, there's the little part in that he's watching the Mafia movie in Home Alone, and then there's the BB gun, the guy's delivering a pizza.
Yeah. You've watched Home Alone a bit too much, don't you?
I'm just wondering, also, Home Alone's never been marketed as an action film, so...
Yeah, no. If anyone says, do you want to come around and see an action film? Yeah, I got the Home Alone DVD. What are you? No, go away.
It's probably Die Hard or something in German.
Well, the unconfirmed what action movie this particular guy was watching.
Must have been loving it.
Well, you say that. He wasn't. He was actually asleep in front of the TV.
Come on, dude.
So somehow he was able to sleep through this loud movie that the neighbours could hear and call the cops saying that there's gunshots happening.
Wow.
Which is weird. The guy who was watching the movie was still taken to the police station for reasons, but was released with no charges or anything like that because last time I checked, it's not against the law to fall asleep whilst watching a movie.
Now I'm starting to wonder if it was actually that loud. Like now I'm going down the track of the nosy neighbours. Like
could
just
be
a little bit kind of just like, oh, he's got his TV on. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh.
Yeah, I suspect that may be the case as well. This guy may live next to a German version of a Karen.
That's right.
Who also doesn't wear a face mask when they go to the German version of Bunnings, whatever that may be.
Oh, dear. Well, lots of soccer mums in Germany. It's a big sport over there.
Yeah.
So it's on brand.
Perhaps, but Simo.
Karen's not a very German name, though.
But Simo, a bit of a... Yeah, good point. But Simo, a bit of a life lesson heading into the weekend. Obviously, it's Friday today.
Use headphones?
Well, just make sure that you turn your TV down a little bit, unless you've got a neighbour that you want to annoy, in which case, hire it right up.
Well, you know, maybe invite her over for a movie instead. All's well that ends well. Like you said, we're really into happy endings, so I think that's one way we could go about
Stop saying that!
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up!
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.